have to look at it. Okay.
Do we clap again?
Yeah, we'll clap again. 1, 2, 3. Sure. All right. Welcome to Liquid Hallways, episode 1. My name is Noah.
And I'm Lindsay.
We are the Marshalls. And this is a podcast where we talk about life, not taking it too seriously. And you'll find out the name, why we named it this, as we go.
As we go.
The reason we are starting the episode just real quick, or starting the podcast, is just because we want to encourage people, because Lindsay has been encouraged by people who do podcasts. Just normal people who aren't experts or anything, but are just vulnerable and willing to share. And so we feel like we are in a unique season of life, and we want to kind of document it and also see what lessons we can kind of pull from it and hopefully entertain you guys as well. We both are funny spirits, we like to think. We'll see. This will test that brass.
Yeah.
But... yeah, we're going to try and keep it light, keep it funny, but we're going to talk about, you know, the serious things of life and the serious situation we currently find ourselves in right now. Anything to add on why we are starting the podcast?
I think you did a good job covering it, but yeah, for me, like you said, I have just been very positively impacted by people who are just willing to share their stories, and they're not outstanding people in certain ways. They're not the most brilliant person, but they are open and honest and a lot of times joyful and fun. And that's my favorite kind of podcast. I think there's also a selfish side for us of just wanting to document this time of life and think it'd be really cool to listen back in 5-10 years of like, wow, look maybe how little we knew and how young and dumb we were. So I think it'll be fun. I'm excited.
Yes, there's definitely an aspect of being worried about pride and worried about, you know, in a culture where it's all about me, you know, look at me, listen to me. That is a concern, but we just talk about it enough, starting podcasts, and it's kind of one of those nagging things that's not going away. So we kind of just decided to pull trigger on it, especially headed into this unique season, which we will get to in just a moment.
Big cliffhanger.
Yes.
That's good. That's good podcasting material.
But first things first is our first segment, which is... recommendations.
One day we'll get to be the little people, like that we'll have the sound clips.
Yes, that could be like we've done it. I've done it before, so we can. It could be next week if we wanted to, but we're keeping it simple right now. So literally
sitting on couches with two little microphones in our basement apartment.
That's it.
Just to, you know, document where we're starting. I love
it. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess quick of like, we're 27 years old.
27.
We are married. We are a week away from our 1-year anniversary. So very much young Americans trying to get their start and trying to obtain the American dream sort of situation going on here.
Yeah, sure. We're doing a bad job so far, but that's all right. We're doing good. Figuring it out.
Yeah. So... would you like to go first on the recommendations?
Did you introduce the segment?
Yep.
I think you just said first segment.
First things first, recommendations.
Oh, okay. My recommendation of the week is one that I realize very much so. I'm 4 years late on this. I realize every girl did this 4 years ago. But if you haven't, my recommendation of the week is to try... sourdough bread. Try cooking it.
Try making sourdough bread,
not just buying it, making it. And I wanted to say this recommendation because we've been loving it recently. I've been baking it for like maybe the last 2 months.
It's yummy in my tummy.
It's very delicious. And it's not as complicated as people make it. That is my biggest thing. I feel like I was so intimidated because there's like 1,001 steps, which there are, but it's like so much less strategic than people make it out to be. And I'm not saying I make the perfect sourdough, but they taste pretty good. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tastes delicious.
And I am not exact with it at all.
No, she's
not. I'm very much like, that looks good.
She's all
enough.
Over the place, folks.
All over the place. So my recommendation is just, if you've been intimidated by the crazy sourdough people out there, don't be. And you can do it too. If I can do it, whose brain is all over the place, and I'm not an on-time, like, to the T person, you can do it too.
Yeah, I think the key to unlocking it is, well, getting the starter, but then being able to just put it in the fridge for a week and not touch it is completely okay.
Right.
So,
yeah, there's like crazy stories about people taking it on vacation with them. I'm not doing that.
No.
So, no. You can do it.
Yeah.
Recommendation, sourdough.
Sourdough.
Try it.
Nice. Very solid.
Noah, what's your recommendation of the week?
My recommendation is newsletters. I think that...
Just newsletters in general.
Newsletters in general, if you use them as like a tool, they can be actually very helpful and good. Like if you're like genuinely interested in learning something new, there's like tons of newsletters out there. Just about every website, brand, anything has a newsletter. And you can sign up for that newsletter and get like a weekly email. And if you're down to read, I feel like newsletters have come back in a big way in the past year. And so this is me recommending newsletters in general.
Just newsletters. Just, love that.
Yeah. To cater.
And you read, how many would you say you read a week?
Maybe like 3.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta be careful because you could just wind up subscribing to millions of newsletters and then, you know, you just got tons of spam newsletters. It's just not worth it.
That's my problem. I just delete newsletters.
That's fair, but don't sign up for them in the first place. All about
that's fair.
Master of your fate, commander of your destiny. You know, pick wisely, pick it for a reason, and unsubscribe if you're not opening it. So, you know, there's a bit of adulting happening there, you know, responsibility that you need to pick such a good newsletter. But
all right.
Yeah, there's some really good ones that, and I just feel like everybody's on their newsletter game right now. So get with the times, people. We're going, get with the present, even though we're kind of going backwards with newsletters being big.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like both our suggestions are like 5 years old.
A little delayed.
That's okay.
A little delayed.
We're not super trendy people.
No.
We're not on top of
it's
it.
It's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. Actually, I would say newsletters are actually trending right now.
Oh, okay. So then I'm just unaware.
50% trendy.
Noah is definitely way more trendy than I am in general.
I'll take that.
Like, you know what's going on.
I will take
that. I do not.
I do know what's going on from a little friend named YouTube.
Nice.
Okay.
What a segment.
Yeah.
That's what people are going to come back segment. For.
I got to say, my energy is just lacking right now. Hopefully in future episodes, we'll be much better.
We'll be thriving.
Yeah. Yeah. Just tired right now. We didn't sleep a lick last night just because we didn't. Actually, that's a kind of a good segue into our age and stage.
That's true.
Reason for the season. Our...
All that's going on.
Yeah. Yep.
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 So?
So.
Who wants to tell him?
Yeah. So the reason for our season. I don't know why.
Stop. It's just that. Christmas. That's all I can think of.
It's too Christmassy.
Jesus, which is good.
Yes. But no.
We've lost it.
We're losing grip of the timeline here.
No. Oh boy.
So the reason for this podcast starting, why we want to kind of document some things, is because we got a big life change happening, and it's also the same reason we didn't get sleep last night because our bodies are not, their internal clocks are all wacky doodle dandy.
And like a million things running through our brains.
Our brains. The things that that are inside your skull.
Very good.
So we were in Colorado last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what threw our bodies off. We'll start with just why we're tired, why we're lacking.
Why we're lacking.
Is because we were in Colorado last week, so our bodies are 2 hours behind, but then we decided to stay up late, like three nights in a row. So, and then we slept until 11 yesterday, and so now we didn't sleep last night at all.
Barely, yeah. I would say like maybe a couple hours, but I kept just waking up. My mind was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
My body thinks I'm in a different place. Mm-hmm. So we were struggling a little bit.
Yes. So the reason we were in Colorado. Colorado.
Colorado.
You got to say rado. So let's just start off with two little facts we've learned about Colorado. One is how you pronounce it. It's not Colorado. It's Colorado because of that Midwest accent. All my cousins say Abby, not Abby. Colorado. And then we found out that Colorado's name is Color Rojo.
Yes.
Color red.
Color Rojo.
Color red because of the red rocks.
Fun facts.
There you go.
Don't Google it. Don't fact check us.
Whatever you do.
Because a man in a little store told us that. So
yes.
I will believe it till I die.
Yeah. So we went to Maui, Hawaii. How many longs ago?
How many what ago?
Longs.
Oh, I thought you said lungs. We went in November and it's June. So
okay.
Somebody do that math. Yeah. Let us know.
So we went in November and we were like wanting to maybe move to Maui, go yeah. on an adventure.
Yep.
Right now I work fully remote.
Mm-hmm.
We are newly married, no kids. We want to be, you know, kind of going on some adventures, doing cool things. So we're like, so we had the chance to stay with some really cool people in mm-hmm. Maui and see how they live their life. And we were like, we want to live here and move here, but yeah. it's too far from family.
Yeah.
And so the second best option we could think of was
Colorado.
Color red. And Colorado.
I combined like both of them. I meant yeah. to say.
No, it was good.
Colorado.
So we did that.
We did that. We visited last yeah. week.
Mm-hmm.
Something I wrote down when I was thinking about this podcast and talking about it just now, I was like, why now?
Mm.
Because now we are talking very seriously about moving to Colorado.
Yeah.
So I wrote down just like, why now? Because we've been thinking about it for months, kind of mm-hmm. playing with the idea. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of more recently, what was it? 3 months ago, 2 months ago, we just got a lot more serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that, and it came about one night that we were just driving home from a friend's house. We had been talking about Colorado with them as like a possible option. And all of a sudden I was like, well, if we're going to go, we should go now. Mm-hmm. Because I had this in me that I was like, I don't want to wait for 2 years and move away and then move away from family and then move back home. And I was just like, if we're going to do it, let's do it now. And then what I thought was really cool was as soon as we started pushing into that, it was like God started opening doors. Mm-hmm. And it was like we had this thing that we wanted to do and we weren't really sure. And then we can talk about more of these like crazy things that happened, but just like all of a sudden like things were like falling into place, which is kind of crazy.
Yes.
And it was like we had to take that first step to like initiate, this is like maybe something we have a desire to like to do, and we're not sure if it's just us or if it's God. So we just kind of like pushed into it a little bit, and now like it seems he's really answered in a lot of ways. And now we would probably say we're like 90% sure we're going to move there.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And it's June 30th.
It's June 30th.
Just to keep that timeline going for future episodes of like when we get there, because we're not really sure.
That is true.
If it'll be like a month from now or 2 months or what. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, when we were dating, it was a big topic of conversation of like, I was like, I know I'm going to want to adventure. I know I'm going to want to move. And your response was kind of like, what if God calls you to stay in New Jersey? So that was like a fun married discussion to have, to figure it out. There have been a lot of conversations, all the things we love about New Jersey, our community. We both grew up in New Jersey, Jersey girl, Jersey boy. And so we love it, but just want to go on an adventure, do some cool stuff. And Colorado is a great place, both snowboarders and hikers.
Yeah.
And I like to bike and skate, and Colorado has those two things as well. So, yeah, that was definitely a difficult, it was like kind of like we were 50-50 going because we love New Jersey so much and then, but also wanted to go. So it was like 50% going to Colorado. And then we went last week with a group of friends to Colorado. Yeah. And God was just like answering prayers. So maybe let's talk a little bit about that, of kind of what we were praying, what we were, I don't know, what our kind of mindset was going into. So, and why I'm thinking about this is kind of like, if somebody is listening and is thinking like about making a big move, a big decision, whether that's moving, whether that's college, whether that's
job.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be a big move, just like moving out of their parents or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Just into a big life transition. So we kind of have touched on what led up to it and kind of how it came about. I guess it wasn't like, it definitely wasn't like a calling of like, I feel called.
Yeah.
Though there was like an itch that I felt like needed to be scratched on my end of like, I need to go somewhere and do something like with mountains and hiking and something like epic. And that kind of just wasn't going away.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely big on your side. I was very open to the idea of moving, but yeah, very fearful of like moving away from what we know and friends and especially family. So that was what I was struggling with the most. But I think, yeah, both of us were like, we just had this feeling in us that we're like, it just, it seems like we're supposed to do or go somewhere, something different. And I feel like how we walked into it was similar to like you were saying, like if there's other things in your life that you're trying to make a decision of, like for us, I think it was similar to even how we walked into marriage, of like, we walked into marriage of like open-handed for a while we were dating, of like, God, we are walking towards marriage. We think we want to get married and it seems like a good thing. So we're going to walk towards that, but we're also going to have this open hand posture that if for some reason God closes the door, if he says no, we're going to listen to him and we're going to pray and believe that he's going to shut those doors if we're not supposed to get married. And then he never did. We just kept walking and walking and got engaged and even still prayed about it in engagement of like, God, if this is not of you, we're going to try to keep that open hand until like we say I do. And then obviously we're closing that fist and that's what God wants. So I feel like we did that even similar of a that decision of getting married is similar to like how we've walked into this of like, God, we think this is something we want to do. We think this is something that could really benefit you just based off like what we love and our skills. And but I think early on, we very much didn't see how God was a part of it. And that's what did make us a little fearful and slower, because we were like, God, like, is this just a very selfish choice? Are we just doing this because we want to hike and ski and snowboard and do all the fun things? And like, those are beautiful things and gifts he's given us, but we didn't want to like selfishly just move for us because we wanted to. But we did walk into it open-handed, talked with a lot of like our Bible study and asked them for like prayer about it. And then went on this vacation, I think very like open-handed of like, God, we think we want to move here. It seems like you're opening some doors, but like, please answer us if we feel like show us if this is just not where we're supposed to be. And I think we did that in the past. Like, we went to Maui thinking, oh, maybe we'll move to Maui. And I feel like he kind of showed us both like, no, that's not it. We went to Charleston and talked about, should we move to Charleston? And we both very much felt like, no, this isn't it. And then going to Colorado, it just felt like he showed us a lot of ways like that he is a part of it and that he has opened doors and that it wouldn't just be a selfish move. It could be very much like a lot of ministry opportunities and whatnot. So I think that's kind of how we've walked into it, of like this open hand. And if God's going to make it happen, he's going to make it happen.
Mm, yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah. So something we like quote is love God and do what you want.
Yeah.
For decisions, you know, like so long as you're loving God, then just like make a decision like a normal person would make a decision. And so long as like you love God, you're good.
Yeah. Because that covers so much. Like if you're loving God,
yeah,
you're going to be thinking and praying about your decisions, and they're, you know, you have to obviously have some wisdom there, mm-hmm. but yeah.
You have to actually love God. You know, you're like, oh man, I want to go, I don't know, work in New York City, for some like company that engages in like evil stuff.
And I was like, so curious where you were going to take that analogy.
My brain is struggling. Like, yeah, I'm like, what? it's like some company that has, you know, evil, you know, tactics, things that are just like not good, just not even on a Christian standard, just right. like mean, you know, not cool, bro, type stuff. And if they're like, oh, well, let me love God and just make a decision, and they're like, you have to be honest with yourself and be like, or am I loving God by choosing, you know, to right. go to this place? So, yeah, but there is more than just love God and do what you want. Yeah,
just not over-spiritualizing, like, decisions of, like,
yeah, yes.
if I don't see the clouds part and whatnot. Yeah. But he did really clearly answer, I feel like.
Yeah,
so
which is cool. Which I think, yeah, I want to touch on, because it's just, like, if you're in a discernment process, you're just looking for signs. Like,
yeah.
anytime, you like, whether it's a job, you're just like, God, show me the sign that I need to see. And that did happen. And will it happen every time? I don't know. It's just like what you view as signs, you know, and what you're mm-hmm. open to is signs. And so, like,
I feel like for couple weeks we would like hear the word Colorado and we would like turn and look at each other yeah. or we'd hear somebody say like, you're gonna move across the country, and then we'd like look at each other like, it's a sign.
Yeah,
like they were jokes, but
yeah,
it is funny how you do like,
but nobody did do say that randomly, like, you're gonna move across the country.
No, but like we would see stuff like on TV something about Colorado and be like, oh my gosh, it's a sign. Yeah.
Like, come skiing in Colorado.
And we're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But no, we were never taking them seriously.
But like, what the real signs were was like, yeah, so we went to Charleston and just got our feet on the ground, and it was just like a feeling. Like, we were just like, no. Maui was like, we got our feet on the ground and we were like, I could live here.
Yeah.
And then we thought about it and we're just like, we don't want to be that far from family. We're like, never going to see them.
Right.
And then Colorado was like, Lindsay was scrolling around on Google Maps and found a Christian school and just thought of a connection she had from New Jersey from her childhood, and was like, oh, like, let me see if they're like looking for possible track coaches. And so that was like weird. you know, yeah. Like that is like a cool way that developed, and that turned into like the connection answering, being like, yeah, we are looking for track coaches right now. And that was like, oh, that's a green light from God. And even with that green light, we were still 50-50 going in. We were still like, God, show us a sign. And then we went with some friends and we met with that connection, and it's a family, and they moved from New Jersey to Colorado 13 years and really just kind of talked about how great it's been. And it was just like kind of God using them to speak to us. It wasn't the clouds opened. It wasn't like, I feel just like great about it. It was just like, actually it was that. Like they talked, the more they talked, the better I felt about it. Yeah. To the point where now I'm like so confident that we're going and so at peace about going.
Yeah.
And right now we're like where we're at in the immediate process. Oh, hold on. So actually, if you're trying to like discern a decision, it's really like maybe getting feet on the ground is a good step to take. Obviously be praying, but then be open to like hear whatever way. It might just be a feeling. It might be a conversation with somebody close, you know, that just convinces you, and God can just be talking through them. And that's just like, it was a very, you know, most people maybe wouldn't even label God as, you know, talking.
Right.
Like they wouldn't be like, oh, that was God. But, you know, we're comfortable saying that. And now there's so much peace. And so where we are at in the process is Lindsay just applied for the job after having great talks with the people. And I'm just like very confident that she's going to get this job, and we're going to move there the end of August, which is essentially a month away.
Yeah. That's crazy. But yeah, I think like you said, just a lot of our fears or thoughts or just things we were wanting to think through that my friends were really able to speak into and just be like 15 years ahead of us in marriage and kids and jobs and moving there, which was really cool. And just, again, I just think it's cool that like we had to step, and again, didn't necessarily feel like God woke us up in our sleep to say move to Colorado, but was a desire, and we just took like a step, like you said, put your feet in the ground. And he seems to have really showed that like that's the next step for you guys. And then something that our friends said when we were with them, he said that he didn't necessarily feel like there was anything wrong when they were living back on the East Coast. He's like, our jobs were good, and yeah, our family was a bit closer, and it was good there. He's like, but for some reason, we just had this feeling that we were done there, that our time there was finished. And that is something I really resonated with, because I was like, I love New Jersey, and there is nothing wrong with it. My friends are great here. Our church is good here. I have a really good job here. But for some reason, developed that nagging feeling that, yeah, our time here is done. And God seems to have revealed that in a couple different ways, and then just seems to really have opened the door to Colorado. And so when he said that I think that's literally the line that really sold me, of like, we're supposed to go, because that's how I feel. I don't want anybody to feel like we're leaving Jersey because we hate it here or hate them or whatever, it's not good enough. It was just like, yeah, our time here is done. And it seems like the next door is Colorado.
Yeah, so.
But yes, waiting patiently on the job. Nothing's official yet. So we could come back in two episodes and be like, hey, Lindsay didn't get the job.
Psych.
And we might still go, but I have peace about even that, of like still exploring options, but.
Yeah.
Not being devastated if I was to not get it.
Yeah. So if somebody out there is struggling with, you know, decision or anything like that, you know, hopefully there's something to glean from this, of just getting your feet where maybe you want to go, or, you know, going feeling it out, and just, you know, talking to people you trust, or finding connections and being brave to step out. And then just wait for, like, the peace, I guess, is kind of, because we really do have peace about it, which is really cool. and exciting. So, anything else on the Colorado story so far?
I think just the last thing, like you said, with peace, I would say that doesn't mean that there's like no doubts that creep into our minds. There's moments that I'm very like, I do become fearful, and I am trusting that like God doesn't want me to be fearful and he'll like take that away. But I think just God does give peace and he gives like guidance. But at the same time, that doesn't mean there's like 100% we're so certain or we're not scared. At all of what could be.
Looking around New Jersey right now being like, I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss this. Like, yeah. It's hard. It's definitely scary.
Yeah.
That is not, and we're not naive about that of like, you know, it could be the first week. It could be the first month. It could be the first year. Yeah. That's just going to be hard and adjusting. So we're not taking that lightly, but we're hoping in the long run it's better. Right now we're saying 2 years and maybe we come back to New Jersey. But we'll see what happens in Colorado in those in that 2 year span. So that's kind of where we're at. That's why we want to start this podcast, is because kind of want to document the process, have something to look back on and be like, oh, this is how we were thinking about it. Or like, this is what we think. So maybe we'll finish this episode off with like maybe what's like one hope or one dream to like get out of the Colorado experience. If when we move there,
just
put you on the spot. Yeah, just like one. It doesn't have to be the number one.
Yeah,
just anything you're looking forward to, kind of give like a. Oh, that's funny that you were thinking that when we look back at this.
That will be like the best thing. I think I'm gonna put the job aside just because I don't know if it's gonna be yet. So, I would say. Two things. One is I would really hope that the like nature like would just kind of take over our like lives, in the sense of just we like just learning more, because I think we both like are outdoors people for New Jersey, but for Colorado we're probably like
beginners
who know nothing and are probably gonna fail so many times at like knowing nothing. So I think I'm excited to just like learn more about like nature and hiking and skiing and snowboarding and kind of exploring that side of things. And then two, I think just a different rhythm of life will be really cool, of like somewhat slowing down a little bit in the beginning. And even though that's not naturally like who I am, I'm usually like a really busy person, I think it could teach me a lot of just to like slower weekends and not running to something every weekend, or enjoying just like, sitting outside. And
so nature and slowness.
Yeah.
It's weird. It sounds like two things.
I said I have two things.
Sure.
So
nature.
You should have listened.
Nature. I won't be a good podcast host because I don't listen well. Nature and slowness. Stillness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like learning that rhythm.
Nice.
What about you, Noah?
Yeah. I think my hope and dream is to like have a profound experience with solitude. Like, I picture myself running on the front range and then like stopping to just like sit and like pray and meditate at the base of the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
And just be in like awe.
Yeah.
Of like God's creation, and just really have a profound, like when they say Jesus went to the wilderness, I hope to be able to go to the wilderness like he went to the wilderness.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to find have a profound experience with solitude in Colorado.
Okay.
So I hope similar.
You do too.
Similar. Right? Yeah. Okay. So
we have not come up with how we wrap up an episode.
No.
So
none of that. So, I think that's a good place to leave it off. I'm weary of our second episode already of what we're going to talk about, but it's okay. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But for now, thank you for tuning into Liquid Hallways. Mm-hmm. And if you're still curious about that name, you'll just have to stick around for the next episode. Da, da, da. I'm Noah.
And I'm Lindsay.
We are the Marshalls, and we will catch you later.
See ya.